Welcome to Shakespeare FC, The Words, a five-minute journey into the individual bits of language that were forged, fletched, hewn, and hammered, and sometimes crowbarred, into existence by our brilliant and witty Warwickshirean wordsmith, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. Today, Uncle Will's been caught stealing. Well, not really stealing, more borrowing, I suppose. Being linguistically light-fingered, William has, over the period of his literary career, taken nouns and turned them into verbs, and the other way around. Pilfered Proto-Germanic phrases, lifted some Latin, grabbed some Greek, and filched some French to expand his vocabulary. Our uncle has done it on such a regular basis, one could almost say he was addicted to it. Enough of that. If we are going to satisfy our overwhelming compulsion for linguistic etymology, we need to get to the court of Henry V for our figurative fix. It is here where Uncle Will brought into common usage the word addicted, and rather ironically, in a conversation between two bishops. At the opening of Act I, we find the Archbishop of Canterbury and the Bishop of Ely discussing the chilly political climate between England and France, as well as the new young King Henry and his seeming transformation. Canterbury marvels at how Henry, once a wild youth, who famously drank with Falstaff at the Boar's Head Tavern, has matured into a wise and capable ruler. There is a great deal of backstory about Salic law and its rights over disputed territory and the ultimate power of the church, but we'll leave that for now. Suffice it to say that the Archbishop outlines a complex legal argument to justify Henry's claim to France, hoping it will lead to war with the French and thus benefit the church. Bishop Ely agrees, expressing relief that Henry's transformation away from his youthful addictions and flights of fancy bodes well for their cause.
Turn him to any cause of policy, the Gordian knot of it he will unloose, familiar as his garter. Which is a wonder how his grace should glean it, since his addiction was to courses vain, his companies unlettered, rude, and shallow, his hours filled up with riots, banquets, sports, and never noted in him any study, any retirement, any sequestration from open haunts and popularity.
The strawberry grows underneath the nettle.
In this context, the bishop remarks, since his addiction was to courses vain, is, to my mind, a brilliant turn of phrase, and not just because it may have been leveled in my general direction several times in my early 20s and 30s, but William uses it equating Henry's youthful frivolities to an all-consuming habit, where Uncle Will implies a powerful, almost inescapable tendency or inclination, transforming a term of bondage into one of human compulsion. And it is from the literal to the figurative we travel. The term addiction finds its genesis in the Latin word addictus, which originally described a binding obligation or surrender. In ancient Rome, an addictus was a person legally enslaved due to debt, making the Romans a bit ahead of their time in linking addiction with an inescapable bond, though their interpretation was somewhat more literal, involving shackles. But whether being physically bound in ancient Rome or emotionally compelled to get another round of ales with Falstaff down the pub, and remarkably knowing a rather limited amount of neurological reward systems and dopamine, that would be as recent as 1957, by the way, Uncle Will understood something very base about the human condition. That childlike gimme part of the brain, a part that very much lives with most of us, even as we pretend to be adults. So, cheers for that, Uncle. Next round's on you. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time.
Shakespeare FC is a production of WGTE Public Media and is sponsored in part by a generous donation from the Cowie Family Fund. All previous episodes are available at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.